Welcome to the Redeemer Podcast. I'm your host, Zach, and today we are exploring Redeemer's International Development Program. I'm joined by students Alyssa and Avril to give insight into the program and share their experiences. If it is your first time here, make sure to like and subscribe, share with a friend, and check out some of our other episodes that explore various aspects of Redeemer, Christian education, and so much more. Thank you for making us part of your day. And with that, here we go.
All right, we got another episode of the Redeemer Podcast here. I'm excited for this one, as I always am, but I love doing these, especially when I have students come on here. And I am welcoming Alyssa and Avril to the podcast today. Ladies, thanks for coming on and being willing to talk about international development. Alyssa, I'll start with you. Welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Thank you so much for this opportunity to be here. It's very nice. I'm doing great.
Yeah. And then Avril, also welcome to you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Glad to be here. I had a massage just before this on campus. So that was really nice.
Feel relaxed
because
okay, yep. So a massage and a podcast interview to talk about your program. What a great day.
Yeah. It really is.
Well, let's get into it. And so for those of you who are watching or listening, thanks for tuning on in. This episode, we are going to do a deep dive into the International Development Program at Redeemer University. And so let's maybe start with you, Alyssa. What made you interested in studying this? You know, how did you hear about Redeemer? And I guess, I don't even know, what year are you currently studying in the program? Are you third year?
Yes, I am third year.
Oh.
So it's actually a kind of funny story because I didn't even know the existence of Redeemer University, but I actually heard from my mom. She just saw an advertisement and she said, like, Alyssa, this is so you. You should totally look at those programs here. And I was just in love with the programs that the Redeemer offered. And we used to work with my mom. I'm from Brazil.
Cool.
And then my mom used to work in an NGO inside our church back in Brazil. So I've always loved to be with her and just, help being a non-for-profit organization and just helping communities, especially those that are affected by poverty and things like that. So when I look into the International Development Program, I felt like it was just so much what I want to do, so yeah, questions related to poverty, injustice, conflicts, and things like that. So yeah, that's what got me into it.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And Avril, what about yourself? How did you get plugged into the program? And are you third year as well?
Yeah, I'm a third year as well. My story is a little different. I was planning on being a biochem major for a number of years before even graduating high school. And in grade 11 was when I met the Lord and became born again. And because of the change of heart that I had, I asked God what he wanted me to do. And I was so set on dentistry and biochemistry, and I had been like pursuing the sciences, ready to go in that stream. But asking the Lord what he wanted me to do, he showed me Redeemer through homework that it's called Chatter High, and it exposes you to different universities.
Cool.
And God really spoke to me through that homework, and I knew it was his answer to prayer. And so I immediately applied, and initially it was for the French program, which they cut. And so I had to change my major or switch to a different school. And I had applied to other schools, so I could have, but I was so confident that God wanted me at Redeemer. And so I looked at the list of majors, and so did my mom, and both separately, politics and international studies, which is the general major, stood out to both of us. And so that's what I did for the first year, and I switched over to international development at the end of my first year. Like, it's an honors stream of the POLIS program, and I have really seen the Lord's hand in that, and I'm confident that I'm studying what he wants me to study. Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Wow. Okay. Thank you both for sharing a little bit of your story. I'm sure there's a lot more into that. And maybe, Avril, I'm going to take a wild guess here that you guys are really close friends.
We have a lot of classes together. Like most of our classes are together. We also love the ministry aspect of the program.
Okay.
So the theology classes that we get to take, we also tend to have together. So we do connect a lot through our classes and our friends through the classes that we take. So yes, we are pretty close.
That's awesome. That's cool. And I guess, so Alyssa, maybe that's a good kind of next segue to it is you guys are in your third year now. Could you comment on what's that journey been like from first year to where you are now? Like, is the program what you thought it was? Is it different? You know, how have you kind of been challenged in the program? Could you expand on that?
Yeah, definitely. This is a thing that me and Amber usually talk about. It is a pretty good program, but it's also very challenging. Mm-hmm. And in a good sense, you know, because it's always pushing us to out of our comfort zone and just making us, you know, through this like interdisciplinary approach, we learn more about history, but also go into economics and things like that, you know, not only politics or applied social science courses. And this integration is very good, especially with religion too. So, yeah, we definitely love it. And it has made us grow a lot, you know, in knowledge, but also getting out of our comfort zone and thinking harder about things that we wouldn't do otherwise, you know, and really also like those different courses have helped us to, understand more what God wants us to do and like our passions. So I think that's a very good program that has really just made us develop a lot in different areas.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's great. And Avril, would you add anything to that from your experience from first year now in your third year? Is the program what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I walked into the major with very open hands, not really knowing what to expect. And I found I really liked it. In first year, we took History 108 and History 106. So we started off with history courses and econ courses. And then it was in second year where we took Intro to International Development. And that's where I was like, okay, it's either I'm going to come out of this class loving this major or I'm going to switch. And I loved the class and found a lot of confidence in the major as a result of that. I do find that because there's no specific course code for international development, it's you take history classes, you take econ classes, you take rel classes, you take business classes, you take environmental classes, and a lot of politics classes, also APS, like it's all over. You have lots of options and you can really dive into those different streams that you're interested in. Cause there's a lot of different pathways you can take coming out of the major, lots of different like nonprofits you can work for example, that tackle a bunch of different issues related to international development. But I do find that it is more political than I anticipated or expected.
Yeah.
So I kind of expected more of like a ministry mindset behind it. But a lot of the classes that we take are political. So that is one way where I was surprised. But for the most part, there's a lot of choice that you have, which is also really nice.
That's very interesting. I've never heard the International Development Program described as like this hybrid of business, social work, ministry, like throw in psychology in there and, you know, politics. And that's fantastic that you guys get exposure to so many different, different, you know, disciplines of study. And Alyssa, could you maybe touch on it, out of all those courses that you've taken so far, what have been some of your favorite courses or projects that you've gotten to do?
I also mentioned to April before, our international development course was amazing. Yeah. Everyone walked out of it just saying, oh my goodness, this course is amazing. That's why we took this major, so we could go to classes like that.
Could you expand on like just what in that course just got you that, you know, that drive in you?
I feel like it was the different approach our professor, Chris Bosch, had. Mm-hmm. Just like it wasn't a lecture-based course, but we were exposed to real case scenarios every day to a lot of guest speakers in different areas, whether they were like in food banks or like International Justice Mission and mm-hmm. all those organizations that we all love to hear about, mm-hmm. and just like seeing more of like the possibilities that we could take after our graduation. And those things were amazing. So we were actually pushed to like see the struggle as it is, instead of just like theory based, because I feel like sometimes it's good to learn theory and all of those things, but they don't really apply to reality. And then when you go to look, okay, you have to actually understand what is happening. So you learn what approach you should have to combat, for example, poverty and things like, and issues like that. So we just love it so much. And yeah. Another course that we also love it, I think for me personally, I don't know about April, but it was our business non-for-profit.
Oh, yeah.
Just amazing course. I mean, yeah, I wasn't expecting to love it so much just because it was business and I'm not very fond of like economics and things like that. But it was just like amazing, and the knowledge and that we took out of it was like valuable for like all of our future career, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those were just some of them. I love all of like my courses in different levels.
Yeah.
But yeah, just because of the things that they helped me to not only learn, but like, you know, again, just push me to, out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they were really helpful. But those were the ones that I like most loved. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Avery, were there any courses ones that Alyssa mentioned or didn't mention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would second both of the courses that she mentioned, the Paul 201, I think it was, Introduction to International Development, and then also Business 330, Non-for-Profit Business Management. In that class, like, I loved it so much, and I was like, wow, I can really see myself on a governing board for a non-for-profit organization. And I loved also learning about the non-for-profit world when it comes to business management, because I'm currently interning for a non-for-profit organization, and so everything just like clicked and made sense. And I was like, wow, this is the strategy. I can see it in play, like in what I'm asked to do as an intern. And for example, like advocate meetings, like what does the term advocacy mean and how is that applied in my internship? Because I'm learning about non-for-profit organizations. But also a couple of classes that Alyssa didn't mention that are incredible too are evangelicalism, which was history 411. We took it last
year. Oh, true. Year. Yeah.
And just learning about the evangelical faith, which that counted as part of our major, which was really cool. That was really interesting. Like, I never thought about evangelicalism in those terms. And then I'm currently taking a course called Food Sustainability and Population, and it's ENV or GEO 368, and I love that course too. Like, I'm exposed to information that I have been wondering about, and because it's an environmental course, like, I have found, like, I've been really curious about the environment from a Christian perspective and how to look at food sustainability and population, and I've taken a lot of things out of this course already, and we'll continue to as we think about sustainable ways of creation work.
That's awesome. Whoa. Sounds like you guys have been taking some really cool courses that, you know, I have no doubt you have more courses to come as you get in, you know, you're finishing up your third year and you have fourth year ahead of you. Mm-hmm. On that note, Avril, we'll maybe start with you on this one. You mentioned you're currently doing an internship. Are you able to share where you're interning and how has that experience been in cooperation with your classroom, you know, experience at Redeemer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm currently interning for the organization ELIC, which stands for English Language Institute China. Yeah. Their heart behind what they do is really beautiful to witness. As an intern, I get to share about the organization through presentations in classes, which I've been doing at Redeemer, as well as having a table booth sometimes to engage the students. And then I get to meet for coffee with students that are interested and also have advocate meetings with professors or other people externally as well from Redeemer that are interested in partnerships or what that could look like, or kind of getting access to classrooms through the relationship with a professor. And the internship on top of studies is a lot of work, if I do say so.
Yeah.
But it's really rewarding. And yeah, like my advice would be to like get plugged in, and like do in, like, cause the internship for the International Development Program is optional, but I recommend it. Like it's a great opportunity to really see what you're interested in and, get that hands-on experience that will also like direct where you see yourself after school.
Nice. That's cool. And then, so Alyssa, is the internship required in the program?
No, for our major is not, but you can take it as an option. And as Abram mentioned, it's very helpful. I'm also taking an internship, but in my case, it's for my, yes, James North Baptist Church. And for my case, it's because my minor is social justice, so it's kind of required in my minor. But yeah, it has been a great opportunity just so you can like understand what areas you want to work or you don't want to work after you go into that experience. So yeah, I agree with what Ivra said. Yeah.
Oh, no, great perspective. And you know, getting not just head knowledge, but hands-on experience as well, right? To, you know, kind of look to the future. And on that note, Alyssa, could you maybe share, do you have any inclination what, I know you're in third year and a lot can happen between third and fourth year, but any idea where the Lord might be leading you post-Redeemer after you complete your degree?
Before I started at Redeemer, I've always wanted to be a lawyer, but then going more into like first, second year, I was more focused in human rights advocacy. But I'm not sure. I might just, I also love working in NGOs and not exactly related to like being a lawyer, but just a staff, whatever I'm doing there. So yeah, those are my options for now. But you know, I'm still praying and seeing where God is leading me. But yeah, those are my inclinations, I think.
And sorry, just for anyone watching this, could you explain what did you say, an MGO or NGO?
NGO, yeah, it is non-governmental organization or a non-for-profit organization.
There we
go.
Okay. Yeah. I did that selfishly for myself, but also for the listeners who don't know. Okay, non-government organization. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, no, that's fantastic. And so there's different opportunities. You can look into that for sure, post-Redeemer. But Avril, what about yourself? Any idea what life might look like after Redeemer?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I don't have anything set in stone, but I do have a little bit of direction. So God has given me a heart for Muslims and engaging with them and kind of interfaith, like engaging with people from different faith backgrounds and kind of the ministry aspect of international development. I see myself working for a nonprofit. I also volunteered at a refugee house, I think going into my second year. And that was a pretty formative experience. I loved all that was done at the refugee house. And I love also the commitment that non-for-profit organizations have for the mission of the organization, and how it's not for profit. Like they're not doing what they do just to make an income. Like they're doing what they do because they're so committed to the heart of why they exist and the mission statement behind the organization. And I love that aspect of non-for-profit work. Yeah, like the lack of love of money. I think that's like pretty beautiful when it comes to non-for-profit work.
Well so said. Well said. No.
Yeah.
Oh, blessings on you. And like I said, like a lot can change, obviously, in between your third and your fourth year, and opportunities come up that you don't know are there, but they're there, and you just got to find them. on that note, talking about, you know, kind of not so much the future, but a little bit of the past. Do you guys have a favorite story of like a project or a class that you know is kind of a fun or important memory from the program for you? And Alyssa, could we start with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking. I think the debate we like in various courses we take, we do debates often, and just the experience is always every time that we hear that we have to do a debate, we are always freaking out, like, oh my goodness, I don't know this topic. How am I going to debate in front of the professor? And it's, you know, but yeah, as you go, like, with your colleagues and start searching, you just get, like, it's so exciting to do those things. You learn lots of, like, different countries, organizations, and things like that. And it's such an opportunity for you to, like, yeah, learn more about it and just like get used to those things, because they are very usual in like politics world of like debating things, even if they're not like about topics that you know. So yeah, it's always so funny to see how people are freaking out, but at the end everything goes well and it's a very fun experience.
That would be an experience of like you're given a topic and you have to debate. Okay, I see how that creates some memorable moments. Definitely. For sure. But April, what about you? Is debates your core memory too, or do you have another fun story to share?
From the Introduction to International Development course, which we took in second year, we got to represent certain countries or organizations in kind of like the COP27 agreement and talk about the 2030 goals and the 2050 goals and if we could make them and how we could alter things to make that work. So me and my partner represented Saudi Arabia, and I gained a lot of sympathy for the country because I realized how much of its economy is dependent on oil. And I was like, wow, that would be a lot to change in order to fit the United Nations goals and agreements that the countries have made. So that was definitely a very insightful and interesting project. We also did a presentation for Saudi Arabia and their stance and their goals and where they were at with the agreement. So that's a good memory I have as well as reading When Helping Hurts. We read that book in that class, and I love literature. I find it's the way that I remember some courses is, yeah.
Yes. There's the book right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And in that book, something that stood out is the difference between relief work, rehabilitation work, and developmental work. So relief work is when a disaster occurs, you send relief right away. And that just helps bring the situation back up a bit. And that's more temporary, quick relief. And then there's rehabilitation, which is rehabbing the situation back to where the people were before the disaster occurred. And then there's developmental work, which is growing from there. So above where they were before, developing. So like that distinction was pretty helpful. And yeah, I love the literature that we get to dig into in classes, particularly When Helping Hurts. But some other books also are very good.
That's awesome. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll put that on my book reading list for sure, When Helping Hurts. this has been so much fun. I do want to, there's a question here. It's always one of my favorite questions to ask on the podcast, just because you get some really great, you know, advice here. What advice would you guys have for anyone, whether they're in high school or they're at another school thinking of transferring, or they're a mature student thinking of going back to university studies or to university studies, what advice would you have for prospective students who are considering the International Development Program? And I'll open the floor. Who wants to go first?
Sure, I can go for it. I would give the advice of getting involved. It's hard to necessarily know where you could see yourself without hands-on experience. So considering volunteering, even if it's just briefly or for a summer period or a couple hours a week at a not-for-profit organization or something that you would be interested in somewhat, would give you a lot of clarity and direction if this is something you can see yourself pursuing. I encourage just getting involved.
Cool. That's great. Alyssa, what about you?
Yeah, Yeah, I agree also that you should be involved in a community just to learn more about it. But also, yeah, if you're passionate like about justice and poverty, even if you don't know like what you want to do, but related to those topics mm-hmm. and to politics and things like that, at least try. One thing that I like about Redeemer is just that like you don't have to stress about not knowing if that major and that minor mm-hmm. is like the one that you have to do, because there's a way that you can always accommodate changes. And I think that's just like a relief, like taking the load off your shoulders, you know, in the sense that like, okay, I can choose, but I can also try it on. But so if you like those like topics and things like that, try it. Just see whether you like those courses or not, and then go from there and like ask other people that are like in second, third, or even fourth year, so that you kind of have an idea if that's for you or not. So yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's very worth it. And even if you don't like it, the knowledge that you take from those courses will be very valuable.
That's all. Yeah, the great advice. Fantastic. And I have one more question. I did not send this one to you guys ahead of time to prepare for it, but I can tell you guys have a camaraderie among yourselves. Can you describe to me and our listeners what does your relationship look like with the other students in your program? I'm just, you know, if you, you're doing all these debates and projects together, and Alyssa, can we start with you? Just like, what does it look like, you know, from the people you're journeying with through this program at Redeemer?
Honestly, this is a point that made the whole difference in my university experience. The people that were with me, because we were always taking those courses together, we actually like get closer to each other. Mm-hmm. And this is so nice to see that everyone is at like in the same journey with you. They have like so similar struggles. It's so funny, like me and Amber, for example, we have so many things in common.
Yeah.
And when I thought that I was like alone, I'm the only person who is not understanding or struggling something, there are other people, they were like, Alyssa, don't worry, I'm the same, like, honestly. Mm-hmm. And this is a really good experience. They're like, you're not alone, you know? Mm-hmm. Not that we are struggling, but that, like, you know, you're, like, together in this. And that we can share with each other what we have been learning and just grow together. Like, yeah, having a community makes such a difference. And for me, it has been one of the things that made me keep pushing, even amid the struggles. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really thankful to God that I have those people with me, especially April.
I'm thankful for you as well.
April, do you have anything to add about kind of what the Alyssa did a great job describing what it looks like, but anything to add about just kind of what the Redeemer experience of the International Development Program, like being a student?
Yeah, as you move from first year to second year to third year, and projecting also for fourth year, the classes do tend to get smaller. And people who take the classes as electives tend to not take as many classes as you're going to take that are specified in the major or just in the stream. And so you will get to know the people that are studying either international relations or international development or the general major. And you also get to know the profs very well, which is special. And that's something that is unique to small classroom sizes. Like, we know Dr. Rob Joustra pretty well. We have a lot of him, like, each semester can assist him. So we know exactly what he expects. We know his sense of humor and what to, like, prepare for in a class with him, aka a lot of reading. But yeah, we also see each student like develop a bit in the class, or some like a class that someone takes, such as comparative politics and religion, is a class we took last semester. Someone in international development may love a lot, or they may not. And then another class, like right now we're taking international political economy, and they may love that so much more. And you can see where people's like bread and butter is when it turns intern courses, which is kind of cool, because some people shine in certain courses, they don't in others.
That's awesome. No, thank you both for sharing. I'm sorry that question. I don't like to surprise people too much with questions I don't send ahead of time, but I wanted your guys' insight into that program. But guys, Alyssa, Avril, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been great having you both on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
And if you are watching this or listening to this and you want more information about the International Development Program, please contact us, admissions@redeemer.ca. We'd be happy to connect with you. And with that, God bless, and we will see you in the next episode.